Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You caught me mid-task here as we're attempting to download a song for the appearance of Father James McQuarters. We're going to continue to talk about this episode, this tragedy, this it seems like an American tragedy, the tragedy that unfolded in Sanford, Florida. And if you asking Phil Hendry, well, how do you feel, Phil? I'll tell you, I mean, I was angry at the guy with the gun, not because he had a gun, because he was an idiot, because he was stupid, because this law that they passed in Florida, which is already a stupid law, if I'm hearing it right, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to defend yourself with a gun. You're allowed to defend yourself with a gun in the state of California, in the state of Arizona, and just about every state that I know of, there is an opportunity for a citizen to defend themselves using a gun. But in Florida, stand your ground. What does that mean? If you feel threatened, so any dumbass who feels threatened is allowed to pick a gun up and blow somebody away? I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number, as we are joined here by Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And we do thank you for being with us, Father. I guess it's a little bit of a different take on what we're talking about tonight.
The first thing I wanted to ask you, Phil, is if you had the song that I eventually am going to want to play for the people.
We do have it, yeah.
All right. This is a song that I first heard when I had, before I had left Ireland, and before I had encountered, really for the very first time, my congregation, the people that I would ultimately shepherd, in a very poor neighborhood in upstate New York, in a place called Syracuse, New York, as a very poor, poor Italian families. And there was a great deal of gun violence. And I remember this song very clearly, by this group, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you remember this group?
Of course. I played them when I was a disc jockey.
And if you remember the song, Phil, it was called Saturday Night Special. And
you catch a
pull, it's got the song there. That's got the song.
What?
This is it here. But
one, yeah. And I would ask you to listen to the lyrics of the song here, Phil. Is the man is singing of, take all the guns and throw them into the bottom of the sea. It says, take the guns and throw them into the bottom of the sea. And that's what I'm preaching, if you want to say that I'm giving my homily here this evening, as you asked me to.
Well, I thought that we would talk about this situation.
Listen to
me. Like a black cat do.
This is a song about a man and a woman who are lying in bed together. They've had sex together. And the husband of the woman has found the man and has found the woman together. And the husband takes the Saturday Night Special. And you can hear, he shoots the man dead and he shoots the woman dead. And it's a tragedy because you can well imagine. Perhaps, and would you please tell the man to turn it down?
You can turn the music down, bud.
And you can well imagine that in the next room someplace, there's a child, or maybe there's two children, or three, or more, and they hear the firing of this weapon, and they hear the life being taken by their own father, as he takes the life of their mother. And this is the gun violence of America. Now, I worked among people from the very time that I left the seminary, from the very time that I was granted my novitiate, and the first time that I walked as best as I could in the shoes of Christ. And I witnessed for myself so many people affected by this violence. And Phil, I will tell you, if you ask me for a solution to this, it's to take those guns and to throw those guns in the ocean, as the song says.
Well,
And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say about the right to bear arms. You're going to talk about all of the constitutional issues. But I'm here to tell you about what God would want us to do. Is that, doesn't that count for anything?
Well, Father, I know that God doesn't want us to kill each other. But I don't think that God wants us to stand there and be just a target for someone's violence, does he?
Bill, I'm talking to you now not just as your friend. I'm talking to you now as a priest. And you're a Catholic. And I know that not everyone in your audience is Catholic. But everyone in your audience, I suspect, maybe not everyone in your audience, but I would say quite a few people in your audience, I would say a lot of them are believers in a supreme being that we call God. And when I say to them that I'm a priest, and that I tell them that what God would want us to do is to throw the guns into the bottom of the ocean, are you sitting there and telling me, are you trying to tell me they're going to give me an argument? Or are you,
well, I'm saying...
Or are you saying that they are going to... are you telling me that they're going to laugh at me? That they're going to look into the face of the priest and they're going to laugh? Are you saying they'll look into the eyes of a priest and laugh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm not saying. I'm saying that...
But are you saying that, that...
Well, hold on, Father. What I'm saying is that they are going to say, Father, you know...
But are they going to be mealy-mouthed about it? Because that's the way you sound. You're sounding mealy-mouthed.
What do you mean I'm sounding mealy-mouthed?
Well, you're going, Father. Spit it out, lad. If you're going to be a man, then...
I believe that we should be allowed to bear arms, yes.
You believe that we... Even after... I said what I said to you. You were raised Catholic. You know that I'm a Catholic priest. Boy.
Well, what? I mean, if you're asking my honest opinion...
I asked for your honest opinion, but I also asked you to consider that who you are saying it to. Do you know who you're saying it to?
I'm saying it to Father James Recorders.
What's the first part of that, though?
Father.
There you go. And you've got the guts... to say to me that you would go against what I have said to you as a priest.
And well, what is, you know, I got to ask you a question. What is being a priest?
What do you mean, what is being a priest?
What does that represent? If you're a priest, does that mean you're right all the time?
It means when I speak on ecclesiastical matters, and when I speak on matters of liturgy, that I am speaking for Jesus. And if you ask me, does that mean that I'm always right? I will say, I'm not always right. I'm not saying that I'm always right. I'm saying that Jesus is right.
So Jesus wants us to take the guns and...
Don't demean and don't you dare blaspheme or mock the word of God.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you said, what you're saying is, it sounded smart-ass. It sounded like you're...
I apologize. I didn't want to sound that way.
Well, that's what it sounded like. Don't say, so what you saying to me, Father? And you're doing it in that loosey-goosey kind of a gay sound.
And no, I'm not. If you're saying that I'm mocking you, I'm not. I'm asking to be clarified on that point.
At what point do you need clarified?
The point that I need clarified is God wants us to throw the guns in the ocean so that when someone breaks into my house and they've got a gun...
Oh, you feel you've got to stop with that old saw. You know what's going with that saw about it? Someone breaks into my house. If someone breaks into my house, if someone ties my wife down, if someone ties... Are you going to say that?
Father...
Are you going to say that? You're going to say if someone ties my wife down, are you going to say that?
Yes, I am. I'm going to say that.
Then let me tell you what you do. You're a man of God. You put your trust in God. You put your trust in God.
That is...
That's what you were about to call me an a-hole, weren't you?
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. You were going to say that's the advice of an a-hole. That's what you were going to say.
No, I was not, Father.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Phil, don't lie. You were going to say that's the advice of an a-hole. Because you don't agree. You think you should have a gun. And you see what a gun did. Take a look, Mr. Henry, at your gun. Look at what the gun did. Are you proud of that? Are the American people who believe in guns, are they proud of the gun? What the gun done? This is what we want more than anything else, the people of this country. Look at what the gun done. And don't let it be done again.
It sounds like you're giving your homily.
Well, you wanted me to speak honestly from the heart and speak as I feel Jesus might speak to us. And that's what I feel he would say.
All right, Father, I'm going to take a break here.
I know you take your break, and we're going to give a phone number or something, right?
Yes, sir, and we will take some calls.
I look forward to it very much.
All right, Father James McCord is with us from Belmar Academy. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Take all the guns and throw them in the ocean. That's the solution to the problem, according to Father James McCorders. And he ought to know. He's a priest. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I will not. I don't want to talk about
when we come back.
All right.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Father James McCorders from Belmar Academy as we talk, and we've talked candidly, Father, about so many different issues and so many different, you know, so many different situations and environments that affect people. This shooting in Florida is a tragedy. My personal feeling is this was an irresponsible human being. This was some imbecile, as far as I'm concerned, who took this asinine law all the way to the nth degree, a guy who wasn't qualified to be any kind of a marshal or a security guy. You know, guns are supposed to be for self-defense, primarily in your own house.
Well, I have to tell you that you're making a good speech there, but you're so far afield of what the real problem is. You talk about guns and what they're for. I know what guns are for. I've seen the neighborhoods of the guns. And by the way, I want to make one point.
You've seen the neighborhoods of the guns.
I've been in these neighborhoods where they live by the gun. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And if I went to those neighborhoods and I said to them, take all the guns and throw them in the bottom of the ocean, you know, I would have thousands of mothers that would hoist me onto their shoulders, and they'd say, Father James McCorders for president. Father James McCorders for president. But I want to make a point, because this comes up often when I'm on the radio programs or I go on the television programs and I'm making a social point about a political point, something that needs to be said. And the people will often bring up this terrible child molestation scandal that the Catholic Church went through a number of years ago to try to sidetrack me or to try to use that as an argument against my points. I will not countenance that. I will not allow that to sidetrack the argument.
Well, Father, I think that that's fair, but people are going to have their opinions.
I'm not going to talk to anybody that wants to bring up the child molestation, because that's their way of trying to get the moral high ground out from underneath me. And I'm not going to let that happen. So, with that having been said, I've taken away the one weapon that most people are going to have against me, using the child molestations. And now I've got the high moral ground. And, boy, I'll tell you, I feel like a dog and someone's thrown me fresh red meat.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Yeah, okay, Father. You know, we're talking here about something that is much more complex than just taking the guns and throwing them in the ocean.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah, no, yeah, I do. I think so. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Kip. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father McCorders, Kip.
Yes, Father. I tend to agree with the Father to a great degree. I think that our right to bear arms has changed. I mean, we take advantage of that right. And a kid died, and then we got an idiot like your last guest. An idiot like your last guest making excuses. It's a gated, non-gated community. And
that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct.
If you want to bear arms, you got to be responsible. And people are not responsible. It's proven. This man's walking around why a mother's burying her dead son.
And he's walking around the street. He's walking around like some, like God's own jackass, isn't he, walking around? And for all we know, the man still has his weapon on him. He still has his weapon.
Look, I don't disagree with you guys on that. I think the guy ought to be in jail, too.
Don't give me that, Phil. Because with your attitude and your belief system, Phil, the man, that's why he killed the man in the first place.
No, with my attitude, what are you talking about? I didn't even know Florida had this stupid law. Stand your ground. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
It is. But the thing is we talk about our right to bear arms, but we're not people who bear arms aren't responsible. If you look at the number of deaths the kids die of, 85% to 95% of are murders committed with arms.
I ought to listen to this young man because what he's saying is true. They're killed with guns. And now you hear all of these hip-hop artists, don't you know? And I listen to this one punk. If I saw half of the hip-hop artists that I hear on the radio and they were standing in front of me, I'd slap their faces.
And well, which one are you talking about?
Oh, this punk, this Drake. All of the young boys and the girls listen to this man. And this young man, Lil Wayne. I'd slap their faces for the things they say about women and the guns that they carry. I'd slap their faces and I'd kick, and I even used the N-word one day. But because I'm a Catholic priest, I'm allowed to.
And because you're a Catholic priest, you could use the N-word?
You could use the N-word.
I'll tell you what. I saw these young black boys trying to act all tough, and I said, you two, nappy-headed, and I said N. You get your butts off of this playground right now, because they were on the school.
How is that godly?
I'll tell you, because sometimes you have to pick up the sword.
So that's what God would say? That's what God would say?
I didn't use physical violence.
Father, is that what God would say?
What did Jesus do with the money changers? What did he do with the money changers?
Oh, my goodness, this show is full of just interesting
Let me ask you this question. What did Jesus do with the money changers?
He picked them up and threw them out.
He physically ejected them from the synagogue, yes. And I told these two nappy
black people.
Well, I got to tell you, with all of the stuff that we've been going through, Father McQuarters, for you to say you saw two black kids on the playground, they were not students?
No, they're not students. I knew they were not students.
Okay, and you said the first thing you said to them, you two nappy-headed ends.
That's right, and I grabbed them by the collar and I physically dragged them off at the playground. I'll not have that.
The guy who was in that gated community who made the same judgment that you're making right now. He saw a black kid, he assumed the worst, but he did something different than what you did. He shot the kid. He assumed the worst.
Isn't that the difference between me and him? And let me tell you something.
In that community, that white kid would still be alive today. But it was a black kid, so now he's dead.
Hold on for a minute. You're talking to a priest now. You're talking to a priest now.
Father, then you know what?
I'm a priest.
Live godly.
I live in godly. And I want to tell you, I didn't pick up a gun and I didn't shoot nobody. You see, that's the difference between me and the man down there in Florida. And I have black students.
Well, okay, let me ask you. You have black students.
Well, of course we've got black students.
Do you call them N?
If they're getting under my skin, I say, you two lousy, lazy N-words, get back into class.
Are you putting me on? I mean, what do their parents say?
This is a private college. This is a private college preparatory academy in Glendale, California. People are scratching and sniffing and doing all kinds of flips and twists to get their kids into this school. I can assure you.
Two black parents are doing flips and twists to get their kids into Belmar Academy, and there's a Catholic priest calling their kids the N-word.
You better believe it. And you know something? I say it with love. There's not a hint of racism in it, but it's still letting those boys know that I rule the roost.
So what do you call the white boys?
I'm the boss.
What do you call the white boys to that, Father?
I say you trash, you white cracker trash, or I call them an old face, something like that.
Really?
Okay. All right, listen, hey, I'm glad you hung on, Kip. It was good talking to you. Thank you, sir. Our number, 877-876-7445, is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, don't start talking like, oh, boy, we really got problems now. What is it with you?
Well, Father, I think you're moving this in a direction I didn't think it would go in. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, baloney.
Phil Hendry.
Are you lousy, dirty?
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and as you know, every night we're on live on Phil TV in HD, so if you want to watch our show as well as listen to it, watch how we perform the show, you can do that at philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video of the show at philhendryshow.com. Also, our thousands and thousands of hours of archived audio going back over a decade. Lots of stuff. We have our webisodes. And, of course, you can visit our souvenir shop as well. All kinds of cool stuff there. We got our Bobby Dooley keychains, which I totally forgot to mention when Bobby was here, so maybe we'll have her back. 877-876-PHIL. Father James McCorders is on the line with us. We're going to get back to some phone calls. In the middle of all of this discussion, Father, about guns and this discussion about violence in Florida...
That is correct, yes.
You came out and said that while you are disciplining or otherwise getting kids to get off the playground or suspicious kids or...
And also, Phil, I'm dealing with my own students, and I want that to be made very clear now, because I know that you and some of your callers want to make a big issue out of Father McQuarters talking straight up to some of these young toughs. But when I want it to stick, I give it to them straight, and I give it to them dirty.
And but you're calling black kids the N-word.
And when I see them hanging around, like and not just the ones that don't belong on the campus, but also some of our own, and the white kids too, I'll say the white trash that we've got in some of this trash can behavior, and the mothers that are on the methamphetamines and so on. And this is a Catholic a college preparatory school, Phil. We've got some wonderful children here. But we've also got, because of the fact that the diocese is generous with a great many of these families, we've got a great many families in our school that are suffering, you know, economically, and they can't afford it.
I understand.
And a lot of them, they've got the drug-addicted mothers, and they've got these drug addict or alcoholic fathers. I've gone down to some of their homes, and I've said straight up to these fathers, I've said that you're a disgrace to your family. You dirty, filthy alcoholic. And that's what you are. And I say this to them. And I say to them, you're a dirty, white trash, alcoholic piece of garbage. And if I wasn't a Catholic priest, I'd kick your you-know-whats. And I use some very choice language, Phil. I'd kick them right up into your mouth, have you open your mouth, so I could count them. You know, I get into some real language with them.
Okay, so you're getting tough with the fathers, and what has any of them challenged you to a fight?
They wouldn't dare. I'm a priest, and I can't. I have the cross of Jesus Christ around my neck. They wouldn't dare lay a hand on me.
877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I don't know that you're going to be able to get away with... you know, you can talk about white this, white, but when you start in with the N-word. Anyway, let's talk to Kenny here. Kenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McCorders. Go ahead.
Phil, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Father, you claim to use the N-word.
That's correct.
Let me explain something to you. You cannot have a child of mine in your presence, you teaching them, and they come to me and say that you've used the N-word to them, that's unacceptable. And for you to say that no parent has come to you and not used any kind of force or anything to you, I believe you're lying. Because, sir, if a child of mine has come to me and you said that...
I told these kids, you better get your black you-know-what in gear.
Did you use the N-word?
That cross around your neck, or not, God forgive me, but I'd whoop your ass.
You would, you'd burn in hell. Then you'd burn in hell.
No,
then you'd burn in hell.
No, you.
Are you happy to burn in hell?
Burn in hell. You're the one.
You're going to burn in hell for taking a violent action against God's own representative on this earth.
You're burning hell for using the N-word and you.
For using a word in love, and I use that word in love. I use that word to love that child.
Sir,
you use that word to love that child.
Why would you use that word to love that child?
That child knows only one thing. He knows the street, and he understands the language of the street. So I'll tell it. I give it to him good and dirty when I want it to stick.
When you use a word like that, Father, knowing, and you know, you don't come from this country. And
oh, don't give me that Irish stuff.
I'm going to give it to you. You don't come from this country. You don't know. I was in Canada. I heard my cousins whip that word out. I said, boy, you can't do that in the States, because in our country, it's an exclusive word, and it is recognized as such by all races, white, black, whoever, and we are very ginger when that word is applied.
Well, I give it to them good and dirty.
Well, you give it. Did you hear what this man said?
He'd kick your ass. These children must be infants that you're using this word to, because no teenage, a young black adult is going to allow you to use that word toward them. Not without whooping your ass. You're lying.
If they love me and they know what Belmar Academy can do for them, which is to turn their...
And you use the word, I would still love you, but I would put a good old-fashioned ghetto ass-whooping on you, that's for sure.
And let me ask you something now. If I called a baby, if I looked down into a crib and I looked at a little black infant child and I said, why, you lousy N-word, you'd still kick my ass, wouldn't you?
Let me put it to you in ghetto terms.
What the hell?
This guy's a fraud. Hey, you know what? When you get through talking to
I love the fact that you called me a fraud. You called me a fraud. And I've got you laughing.
When you get off this show with Bill, I know you're going to go and smoke your pot of herb. So let me tell you something. If it was my infant and you said it, let me give you in ghetto terms. I'd kick your white ass, okay?
So in other words, you'd kick my ass, even though the little baby didn't even understand a word I said. You'd beat my ass.
I would do what
I'd say with love, and I'd say this with love in my heart. I'd say, Kenny, you lousy N-word, if you...
Oh, come on!
You know, Phil, I've been in the worst neighborhoods in this country. And
that doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, there's a lot of people that go a lot of places, Father. I agree with Kenny. I don't think you really say the N-word.
Oh, well, now, get a load of Sherlock Holmes. And what are you, Kenny? Are you Mr. Watson? He just hung up, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So you're calling me a liar, is that it?
I don't think you use that word. You can apply it any way you want.
You're saying I'm full of it, aren't you? You're saying old Father James McQuarters is trying to yank it. Trying to yank it free, isn't he? Is that what you're saying? I'm trying to yank it free? I'm trying to get my hand up there and pull it free? And
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that I agree with that gentleman. If you use the N-word around black parents in this country, regardless of the level of education that they are getting, there would be hell to pay. There'd be an awful lot of grief. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What I wanted to ask Father James is, you know, let's assume that you take all the guns and you throw them into the ocean.
Thank you for bringing it back on point, by the way.
Well, you're the guy that took it off point with the N-word.
Okay, let's assume that, you know, the government passed laws, you know, to get rid of all the guns. Now what? Now what are you going to do? Your country, where you come from, guns are, you know, the general population, they're not allowed to have guns. You know, in the...
You're talking about Ireland.
Yeah, and you know,
what do you mean we're not allowed to have guns? Of course we're allowed to have guns, but we're limited to the kind of gun we're limited to, long guns. You have to understand something first off, Chris. This is a country of hunters. Ireland has a great many men and women that hunt, and so you can't necessarily, you can't realistically say you can't have guns, but you're allowed a certain kind of gun.
You're not allowed handguns?
You're not allowed to have a handgun. You can have your long gun. You can have your shotguns. Is that
but
not good enough?
But you can't have assault rifles and pistols and stuff like that.
Assault rifles? For goodness sakes, Do you know that we had the IRA in the north of our country for so many years? Do you know what an assault rifle means if you bring up an assault rifle in Ireland? Do you know what that means? That means real death, my boy. That means lots of people killed. And we had a full revolution in the north of the country, and all it did was kill people. Just kill people. That's all it did.
Well,
and those I almost said the N-word. I was going to talk about the British soldiers. And
oh, that's real nice.
Back before, I mean, I believe that if you took away all the guns that mankind would revert back to using more primitive weapons.
I want to use the N-word so bad.
Like I agree with you, Chris. Things. So if we don't have guns, in other words, what you were saying was bows and arrows, knives.
What are you guys talking about?
What do you mean, what are we talking about? The human race is violent. If you take away guns, you're going to have stabbings. You know, Canada's got a very strict gun control. That didn't keep that guy from severing that dude's head.
What? Now, what are you smoking now?
What am I smoking? There was a guy in Canada that assaulted a man on a bus and decapitated him.
That's bullcrap.
No, it's not bullcrap. I'll find the story.
You know, Phil, you find the most gruesome crimes that you can think of, and you bring them up at a time like this, and get everybody's mind blown. You blew everyone's mind out there with that bullcrap. And
it's not you know what, Father? You know,
What do you want, Chris? This is Father McWhorter. What do you want?
I'm trying to, bring some rationality back to the conversation.
You're trying to freshen it up. I understand. You want to get some fresh perspective on this, and I understand that.
Right. You know, the first recorded murder, Cain killed his brother. He used a stone in the field, you know. And the thing is that if you want to kill somebody bad enough, you're going to
now you're bringing the Bible. Well, you're using the Bible in a way that I don't think is fair, because you're using the Bible in a way that is making my argument.
He's using the Bible in a literal way that's making your argument sound like garbage. In other words, he's using the Bible in a good way.
Mr. Henry, if you want, I'll just go ahead and mail my collar to you, and you can be the priest for a night.
Well, I think what Chris did was he used the Bible in a perfectly good way. He said the first murder that we know of in the Bible was a guy killing his brother with a rock, not a gun. All right. With that having been said, Chris, good job. Thank you very much, sir, for your call tonight. 877-876-PHIL.
Hold on for a minute. You're not going to actually...
Yeah, I'm actually going to. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back. You're the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We have our news and information hour coming up next. And we're getting ready to draw another winner of a free backstage pass. It'll take place at the end of this month, a free backstage pass for April. And if you want to register for a free backstage pass, all you have to do is go to Phil Hendry Show, go to our Twitter account, which is twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show and hashtag Phil Hendry, or go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, and like our Facebook page. And then we draw from all of you guys who have recently hashtagged or liked. Father James McWhorter's on the line with us. Always a interesting time with you, Father, as you talk about your homilies and the things that you believe and the things that you talk about, and you've gotten quite a few people angry, you know.
Well, you know, Phil, I don't want to make anyone angry, but, you know, when you're dealing with some of these rough kids... And
I understand if you're dealing with some of these rough kids, but the word is an explosive word. It's a word of, people don't like the word.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't like the word either. But I always say to my black students, listen, you don't like Father McWhorter's calling you the N-word, then you're more than welcome to go ahead. You can call me anything you want. And I've had these kids, they say to me, so Father McWhorter, you're saying that we could call you anything? I said, yes. And I've had them call me a shanty Mick. You name it, some horse this and child molesting that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you said you didn't want to bring that up.
No, and I'm bringing it up as an example of what they get to call me. They'll call me an old whore.
You're telling me on a college prep campus.
I'm saying on a college with some of the students, that some of my black students that I've called the N-word, I'll say, now you go ahead and call me some old flouncing, I'll say it, some old queer.
I don't believe it.
What is it with you and these? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Why don't you believe it?
Because it doesn't sound like anything a sane educator would do.
I happen to pride myself on being an educator who thinks outside the box. And when it comes to birth control and when it comes to abortion, Rick Santorum ought to think outside the box, too. Get it?
You know, Father, your jokes are not funny.
They're not funny, huh?
No, they're not funny.
What a pain in the ass.
What's that?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
877-876-7445. Let me go over here to another gentleman. This is Tori. Hi, Tori. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and, you know, I don't sound like the Antichrist, but you're preaching the same message of negativity that the guy down there in Florida has in his heart, you know, far as, you know, you, especially with the black kids, when you reference the black kids and call them N-word. You got to understand, Father, and, you know, I hope you are a father, you know, and not some guy that claims to be a priest. You could be a fool tomorrow.
I'm a Catholic priest. I'm a Catholic priest educated at seminary in Meath County in Ireland. And if you don't believe me, you can go to the Diocese of Los Angeles and look that up.
But, okay, you're saying these to young kids. Your mind is fully generated, I'm pretty sure. And I'm a 29-year-old black male, and some of the things you were saying are just mind-boggling. You're a grown man, you're a priest, you have been through, so your mind is developed to handle certain situations out here in this world we call America, in this nation we call America. Those young kids that you're claiming you're disrespecting, white and black, their minds are still growing and developing. They don't understand the ramification of using those words. So when your white kids hear you saying that, they'll try to go out and emulate you on the playground and say, well, the priest said it should be okay for me to say it, which is false. Those guys are going to get in so much trouble for using that word. And that word has been, you can call any black person any name other than that word. That word immediately sparks controversy. It can bring up anger. That word is just so should be eradicated with the black race and every other race. No one should use that word.
What about the times when I say it in friendship? I'll say to a couple of kids, hey, you two N-words, let's go get some hamburgers.
You can't even say that. There's no other way to say that, priest. You have to say, hey, you guys, you kids, there are other words to use.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to, you do not have to use the N-word. The N-word is trying to get, we have powerful black leaders that are trying to take the N-word out of the black communities, not some white priest, you know, to tell these kids, hey.
I'm not white. No, hold on. I'm not white. I'm Irish.
Whatever race you are, Father. You know,
I'm not white. You are white. Yes, he's white.
No, I'm not white.
You? What do you mean you're not white?
I'm Irish.
Oh, get out of here. You're white.
I'm not a white American.
Well, whatever you are, priest, whatever you are, you shouldn't be preaching that message of you can use, like Phil saying, the freedom of speech is not free. There's a price to pay after you run your mouth or after you say some things that you had no business saying in the first place. There's a repercussions in place.
What about the time I called up the parents of this one boy, both of them black parents, and I said, I need you two N-words down here for a teacher conference. And I laughed.
Hey, baby.
You said that, Father. I hope every black person that is enrolled with your academy, hopefully they can find some other means of being educated than have to go through your Catholic, through your preparatory school for college. Because once they get to the college level, if they take that same attitude of we can say what we want to say because the priest says it's okay, they're going to be in a world.
I'm trying to relate.
They're just not going to make it. And I'm so I'm an educated man. I take pride in my education. I'm not even upset if you do this, Priest, because that is your own, that will be your own downfall. I don't even use that word. I'm a black 29-year-old male. And I told the kids,
I said, call me anything you want. They've called me some old flouncy queer.
Boy, that is disrespectful.
You being a grown man, your brain is fully developed. You can take criticism. You can take constructive criticism. And you know that is only that. Those kids, their mind are still developing. They are still learning. And if they take that attitude that they can go about the world and say anything and everything to certain race.
But I said to the lady when I said, hey, answer my mind, and I was saying it as a joke. And
well, who was this?
One of the mothers.
That is the most disrespectful.
Yeah. We got to take a break. I appreciate the call, Tori, very much. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. News and Information Hour coming up next.
Oh, why didn't you cry me a river? Listen to you. We're going to make a Phil Henry Show. Why don't you cry me a river? Hey, Phil.
What?
Big city, set me loose and set me free.
Phil Henry.
I'm tired.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome also to our viewers on Phil TV and HD, where we are on every night on Phil TV and HD on philhenryshow.com, where we put our family movies up today, our home movies, Phil Henry family. And I was looking at them during our pre-show, and I got to tell you, I got a little emotional. Looking at these are 8mm films, the typical kinds of films that if a father and a mother from that generation, you know, the 40s and 50s, these are the kind of movies they took, and I was looking at them. So you take a look, too, if you've got a backstage pass and also our video cast here tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We've got a lot of news to tell you later in the show about the L.A. Animation Festival. We do want to bring on Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We have this story that we've been looking at and that we referenced last night that we want to get to it as quickly as we can here. This is the defense to present its case in the New Jersey webcam spying trial. And let's get Ms. Dooley on the line right now. You know the one that I'm talking about, Bobby, right? Ms. Dooley?
Yeah, so I'm here. I did not know that that was going to be a part of our discussion, but I'm familiar with that.
All right, well, there's been a little bit of a comparison made between the situation in Western States and this. Not a lot. Understand that no crime has been committed.
No crime has been committed. What happened in our community was something that I had to address the media on because this individual decided that she had some misgivings about my position as a Homeowners Association president.
All right, well, let's talk to people about what you have at Western Estates, and we can get into how that's different from this New Jersey webcam. You have a series of security cameras, so we should ask you to describe your community. It's a gated community, right?
That is correct, Phil. Western Estates is a gated community in the San Fernando Valley of Southern California. We have 125 homes. Most homes range in price from, right now I think the assessed value of a lot of them is anywhere between $700,000 to $2.5 million. These are homes that people work very hard for. We have a security camera set up. This extends from our community center through the security gate. We have as well security cameras in our pool area, in the common area, and we have security cams that are on our streets. They're not numerous, but they are strategically placed near the entrance, near the service gate, and some other strategic areas.
Do you have control over these cameras yourself?
As the president of the Homeowners Association, I have access to the security panel which regulates and also positions these cameras. This is a right that I reserve for myself as the Homeowners Association president, but I have assured our residents that I am the only one, in addition to our security staff, that sees any of the images that are on these cameras. And so when I had heard about Ms. Carell's complaints, I issued an email, and we said as such during our Homeowners Association meeting.
All right. Now, this is a woman. Her name is Elise Carell. She lives in your community, who said that she has been spied on by yourself or by members of your security staff. Is that correct?
I don't know what her accusations are.
Okay, well, that was what she said to at least one member of the media. Now, can you tell me what the background is here? That's all I'm asking, because she said that you or a member of your security staff had somehow remotely positioned this camera to look into windows in her house.
Yes. This is a woman, Phil, who moved into our community about 7 months ago. She has two adolescent sons who are, my understanding is, they have been disciplined at their middle school. My understanding is that she herself is living primarily on money that she receives as spousal support from a divorce, obviously from the father of these boys, who I've not seen in the community at all. When she first moved in, I did not have any contact, by the way, with the sales staff, members of our realtor board, or any of the individuals that sold her the home. She is a very pronounced woman. She's very opinionated. I think she dresses in a manner that's a little, exhibitionist for...
What do you mean by that?
Well, she shows off her body for better or for worse, for not a better way of putting it, I should say.
Well, is the clothing, when you say she shows off her body, is she wearing a lot of cleavage or...
No, I wouldn't say that, but a lot of very modern-looking clothing, a lot of very modern cut jeans and cut pants that I think are a bit much for a woman who is pretty much the same age as me. I think she's 38 or 39. So when I put these things together, and we draw up a list on all of the people that move here, we look at this list to see, is there anything that stands out? Is there anything that we should be aware of? We have a checklist, and we have what we call our bullet points or our alerts. She checked out with about five different alerts, and that means that what we do then, through our security panel, if we can, we try to keep a little bit closer eye on those people. It so happens, Phil.
Now, I want to be clear. This lady had these alerts, as you call them. So she was you or members of your security staff there at Western Estates. She's a homeowner there, correct?
Oh, yeah. She has one of our Magnolia Phase homes.
All right. That's all I wanted to find out. So then she had these alerts, and these are based on what?
Well, it really is a little bit confidential because it is a security question.
I understand.
But some of it has to do with her sons having been allegedly discipline problems at this middle school. I think her manner of dress does draw attention to the possibility that there may be an unwelcome element that she would draw to our community. So I'm not really comfortable answering a lot of these questions.
All right, well, it gets to the lady's complaint that somehow using a remote panel, wherever these webcams or these security cameras are controlled, a security camera that is near her home on the street was turned and was focused on a bedroom window?
My understanding is, and I don't believe I was a part of that decision, but our after getting the alert, I did direct our security people to put her on the list. At that time, then I think the security camera was turned, yeah.
And did you see any of the video?
Well, again, Phil, I am the only one, along with our security staff, And when I say I'm the only one, I mean literally who sees any of the images that come into our security area. So I had him, one of our security staff that was at the panel at that time, zoom the camera into a particular window, and that it was a bedroom. I asked him to then leave the room. So I was, in essence, the only one who saw the image.
And what is the need to zoom this camera into a woman's bedroom?
I did not know it was her bedroom, Phil.
All right, okay. So once you realize this?
Once I realized this, I had the men leave. I looked to see, is there any kind of activity going on in there that would warrant a security, further security alert? She's at a 5. If you get to a 10, it's at that time where we have to consider either leaning your property or enhancing your homeowners association dues.
Can you tell us what you were looking at when you were looking at this camera, that when you're looking at this image of her bedroom?
I will tell you that she was engaged with another man, or with a man, I should say. And that is all I'm willing to tell you, other than the fact that this individual, again, looked unsavory.
The man?
Yes. He looked I say he looked unsavory from a couple of standpoints. First of all, he had some kind of a motorcycle on the driveway. It was leaking all kinds of oil. The man himself had a lot of body art or tattoos. So he looked to be out of place.
And he was with this lady in her home, in her bedroom, as you had this camera focused on her.
Yes, and I want to say one thing here, Phil, because I do know that the media has been interested, and they're trying to draw an analogy between what we're doing here at Western States and what happened in the New Jersey spy cam case. I am the only one that sees these images, and I can tell you right now, I don't look at this camera or these images for any prurient reason.
All right. Well, we're going to get into a further discussion here, Ms. Dooley, because there might be a question, a serious question, as to whether or not there's a violation going on here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, as we talk with Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association. Similar to the spy cam case in New Jersey, they have a series of cameras that monitor activity there at Western Estates, and in one instance, one of them was trained on the bedroom window of a resident who is seen with some suspicion by the Homeowners Association president. Is that, first of all, I can't even imagine if it's legal. Is it ethical? Is it something that's needed these days in our neighborhoods? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us, Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. The story back east, by the way, of this spy cam case that is happening in New Jersey. Two roommates, obviously, you know, living together on the campus of Rutgers. One of whom is gay and engages in some kind of you know, intimate behavior with friends or with partners, was videotaped by the other roommate. And this, not only was he videotaped, but there was a live video chat feature that enabled other people either in the dorm or on campus or elsewhere to see what was going on. This man eventually committed suicide. On the line with us is Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. I have to bring this up because you have the same kind. No, you don't have the same kind, but you...
No, Phil, we're not spying on people. And I really want you to go back and sort of restate what you said, because that's almost a slander.
No, I know you're not spying on people. You're not. In other words, people know the cameras are there, and you're not there to embarrass them. It's for a security reason. But your cameras were trained on a woman's bedroom while she was having an intimate relationship with a man, And
but it was for the security of Western states. That's what you don't understand. And that's really what I'm trying to get through to you, as well as to members of the media that have contacted us. First of all, I'm the only one that sees these images. Secondly, the images themselves are only viewed so as to make sure we have security, proper security, here at Western States Homeowners Association. Thirdly, the woman in question was not picked out at random. She had 5 security alerts against her. And
yeah, but these security alerts, I just want to be clear, they don't...
Can I finish what I'm saying?
But they don't have anything to do with security, do they?
They do have to do with the security of our community, Phil, as judged by myself and by our treasurer and vice president, who is my husband, Stephen Dooley, and are important in maintaining the security of the area. First of all, this woman's behavior, the fact that she's living on spousal support, the fact that she's had... she has 2 sons that are disciplinary problems at the middle school they attend. The fact that the men that she's having over...
She's having multiple men over there, and you said it was just one.
Well, I saw one. I think you can draw the conclusion if you look at the caliber of man that I saw on this video, recording or tape or feed, if you want to call it. The caliber of that man indicated to me that she had more than one boyfriend. And Steve, my husband Steve is here. Did you see the image?
I didn't see the image, Philly, the motorcycle.
And he had a lot of body art and tattoos and so forth.
That's correct.
All right, now I have to ask you something. You're the only one that sees these images.
I am the only one, yes.
Then how is it that your husband knows?
Because of the fact that once we see something on any image that is, and let me just say, Mr. Henry, it sounds to me like you're trying to trip me up.
No, I'm not. You said that you are the only one that sees these video images.
I saw it, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. Hold on for a minute. I want to ask your wife. You said you're the only one that sees these video images, and yet your husband saw a video image.
I saw an image. I didn't see the feed.
Steve does not look at the live feed. If we see something that we consider to be noteworthy, we then take an image of that, and we put that in the file.
And that's what I saw on the feed there.
So Steve saw on the feed, what he saw was an image of this man that she was sleeping with.
And I will tell you that I saw that image. She was in bed with him, too.
All right, so you saw, Mr. Dooley, an image of this woman in bed with a man, this tattooed man, this man with a motorcycle, that was a security alert. You did see this, sir.
I did not see the feed.
He does not look at the live feed, Phil, and that is a big, big difference.
I can tell you, I'm a man, so I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. Henry. She was a very well-built woman, and I saw that. I'm not about to make an issue out of that. And
well, why do you tell me that, sir?
Because I think it lends credibility. I'm not going to ignore the fact that she is a built woman.
There's no question she's attractive and she has a great body. And I think what Steve's trying to say is, as a man, he's not going to ignore that. And I don't think that, pretending like you don't see that is going to work. So we're going to be very upfront about that.
And I noticed that.
Okay, fine. So you noticed that she had a great body. You noticed that she's sleeping with a biker. You noticed that the biker has tattoos. Ms. Dooley, you said that you're the only one, other than your security staff, that sees these images.
I said the live feed, Phil, and you're not listening to me. And I think you're, on purpose, you're trying not to listen. I said the live video feed. Once we determine that there are images that we need to keep from that video feed and put those into the file, then naturally... the other members of my staff, and right now I can assure you it's only my husband, Steve, and members of the security staff.
Well, all right, Ms. Dooley, but you know that a few minutes ago you assured me that it was only you.
I was absolutely correct, and I was being truthful, Mr. Henry. I'm saying that...
He's the only one that will see the live feed, Mr. Henry. I'm the one I can see the images, too, if they warrant it. And the reason why I said this woman had a very good body was so as to ensure that my veracity. I don't want you to think that I'm not... I'm some kind of a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout or whatever,
People, there are men on my staff. My security are all men. they're going to see if she has a large chest, and they're going to talk about it. I am having Steve at least be forthcoming with you tonight to know that there is no ulterior motive here. And that.
How many images of this woman do you have?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that right now.
Is she suing you?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that.
Mr. Rennie, I think that we're the attacked one.
Right now, I feel, and my husband, Western States is being assaulted. We're the ones that should be considering the lawsuit against her.
And what would that lawsuit be? I mean, what would it be for?
Well, it would be a violation of our Homeowners Association, our CC&Rs, having individuals, unsavory individuals, to the detriment of our community in her home, dressing in a manner that is provocative to, I think, the point of distraction, forcing, for instance, the reallocation of our security assets so that we do have to have people monitoring this video camera outside her home.
Well, if you're the only one that sees these images, along with your security staff, so it's not just you, but it's also members of the security staff.
You're barking up a tree.
Sir, Mr. Dillington, just let me. I got to talk to one or the other of you. I can't talk to you both at the same time. So if you've got you, members of your security staff, and who else?
And my husband, Steve. Those are the only people that see these images.
Okay. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western States Homeowners Association. What you have are images that you took of a woman with a security camera that you've got outside of her house. The camera was aimed at her bedroom window, and you are using these images and using this camera to monitor an individual that you say is unsavory or could be a security risk because, A, she lives on spousal support, B, she dresses in a very flashy way, and she has a biker boyfriend. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
Phil Henry.
Phil, as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western States Homeowners Association, a couple of people who are right now a little bit in the crosshairs here of this investigation having to do with security cameras. Now, we've got this New Jersey situation.
If I could interrupt, Phil, we're not in the crosshairs.
I understand that there is no real formal. You don't want to tell me whether you're being sued.
I am not going to respond to that. What we're here to respond to, Phil, is our questions by the media asking us about our security procedures. Most people are not really aware of security procedures. They don't know how they work. Most people are very much civilians, if you will. We run a gated community, so we have to be aware of security threats. And that's why, yes, I do see these video images, and we do have these video cameras, and at times, yes, they are pointed in directions that are a little bit inconvenient for some people.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Corey. Go ahead, Corey. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
And so I was just wondering, the president of the Homeowners Association, is this the first time that she's mm-hmm. seen the cameras? Is this the first time you look through the cameras mm-hmm. and seen where they're visually at?
No, we have been aware of where our security cameras have been in place since we had them installed, which was, oh my goodness, now 3 years ago when
okay,
we contracted with this company.
Are you familiar with the homes in your neighborhood, your gated community?
Yes, we are.
I feel that if you are familiar with the cameras and the homes, then you should be familiar with where this woman's bedroom was.
Well, you're asking me about a floor plan. And the floor plans themselves vary from one model to the next. Where the security camera is located has access to the side of her house, which is where the master bedroom is located.
So I think what this gentleman is asking is, why is the camera pointed at her bedroom? Is that what you're asking, Corey?
Yeah, generally, generally she knows where that bathroom is.
If you weren't
looking directly in her bedroom, you could have aimed it on her driveway specifically, on the guy with the tattoos that looked unsavory. And with the guy that looks unsavory, there are numerous rockers and band members that have tattoos and things like that. But if you look at them, you see that they're unsavory, but then you find out they're a millionaire. Are they still unsavory to you?
Well, I think in that case, and we do have some celebrities that live in our community, you're going to see them probably in a limousine or something. You know, you're not going to see them.
Not necessarily.
A lot of people don't go to their homes in limousines.
But this gentleman is visiting her.
He'd probably take a limousine to visit her.
No, not necessarily wouldn't take a limousine to visit her.
He could still be worth $1 million.
I'd like to ask the host of the show, Mr. Henry. I know you're on the radio, but you're not a movie star.
No, I know I'm not a movie star.
So how would you know about that lifestyle?
I'm just simply saying that there are people in the public eye, whether they're rock and rollers or not. I saw David Lee Roth driving a car down a street at 5 a.m. one morning. It was a convertible. He had the top down.
Oh, you're dropping names now.
I'm not trying to drop names. You asked me about celebrities. And I'm telling you, I saw one celebrity driving by himself. I saw Magic Johnson on the freeway one day with the top down.
Why would they have the top down? Then they would be recognized, and people would want an autograph.
I don't know. I was asking myself the same question, why he would do that. But the fact
because
of the
you can recognize them, that makes them a better person or a more savory person to you then?
I think if I knew that they were in a limousine or some high-end automobile, but to drive a motorcycle that leaks oil.
Ma'am, I'm an African-American. Mm-hmm. If I was to go into your community, I have a few tattoos, and I'm well-respected in my community. If I was to walk into your community, would I be unsavory? I mean, I'm African-American, and I have tattoos, so.
Well, my question is, are you here? Why are you here? Why would you be here?
Why does he have to answer that question? I mean, you know.
Well, it's a gated community. Everyone has to have security access.
All right. Suppose a friend invited him. Just as this woman must have invited this young man or whoever this guy is with the motorcycle, he was allowed on property.
Yes, he was, Phil. See, I'm feeling a little ganged up on, and I don't get it. I'm saying that this woman, with her everything hanging out of her, is on our property. What is the problem that people are having with this?
The fact that you've got a camera trained at her.
It makes you
I'm sorry,
seem
go
like
ahead, sir.
You just know, because you're taking notice of what people look like and what they're wearing, but you don't notice, I mean, really, you're looking into her bedroom, and it seems you take notice of everything else, and it's in the camera. The camera is in her bedroom. You're saying it's not bad, but a camera is still in her bedroom, and you're the only one watching it. But does that fall under nosy, or what does that fall under?
I don't think it's nosy. I could care less what this woman does. I don't think she's all that great. But I'm not sure about why she dresses the way she dresses.
Well, you just don't like the way she dresses, and you just don't like the people that she hangs out with. And
you think this just because we, you know, don't like, and my wife's got a problem with her, or her breasts are large or something.
Well, she
what's the problem?
She lives on an income from a divorce. What does that matter?
She does.
Okay, but she's
there's something wrong with. I think any woman that lives.
So she should be accepted
in the
community for living there.
Corey, your name is Corey, correct?
Yes, my name is Corey.
Yes, Corey. I think it's suspicious of any woman to live on spousal support money. I understand child support money.
Okay.
But
okay. Well, you're saying it's suspicious. Okay. If the lady marries a guy at 18, the guy could be a couple of years older than her, has a few million dollars, and they live together until she's about 60, 70 years old. The guy leaves her for another chick that's 20 or 30 years old. She doesn't know how to do anything. What else is she supposed to button live off of what she knows?
Well, I don't know, but this woman that we're talking about is hardly 67 years old. She looks to be in her early 30s.
No, I'm trying to get to what does it matter if she's living off spousal support?
I think it's suspicious for any woman to live on spousal support, and you don't have any kind. If you live in a high-end community, you should be in the entertainment business? I don't know.
Yeah, it's very unusual, but especially she, the woman obviously had breast enhancement.
Mr. Dooley, you've talked about this woman's breasts now, sir, with all due respect.
How dare you, Phil?
No, wait a sec. Your husband wasn't, you told me, I didn't even know this guy was looking at this woman's breasts. You've made a comment about her breasts now twice.
She obviously had breast enhancement, sir.
Okay, so that's the third comment now about her breasts. What does that mean?
It means she's taking money, spousal support money, and getting her breasts made bigger than they already are. I mean, oh my God. To me, it's very unusual.
All right, Corey, thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. We're talking here about this woman that has raised a security alert at your gated community. One of the reasons, she's living on spousal support money. And we haven't even gotten around to the question here of her sons.
I think I'm a mother and I'm a wife, and I understand what these threats are. And as Steve has said to you, and I think you've been a little unfair with him, this is important. It's important to know how a woman is living. And if she's living on the money of another man, and then she's got another man and another man and another man, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like a parade of men. And you've talked about boobs. She's got these big ones.
And, yeah, she's taken this money, and she's just put this money into big, I'm just going to say it, into big boobs. That's why I looked at that security camera that day. That's why I did tell Ignacio to zoom it in to the bedroom. He asked me, he said, are you sure? I said, yes, it's a level 5 alert. I've got to see what's happening in that bedroom. And we zoomed it in, and there it was.
Well, there it was. It was a guy with tattoos making love to this woman.
Well, Phil, I know what lovemaking is, and what those two were doing has nothing whatsoever to do with lovemaking, I can tell you.
All right, and that is even probably a worse statement to make, considering what this lady, has been through with you. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley here as we talk about this situation vis-a-vis her gated community, the security camera there that caught an image of a woman in her bedroom, a woman that they think is a security risk because she's got tattooed boyfriends and she lives on spousal support. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I don't know what you're getting at.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here. And I will say, as I said to you during the break, Bobby, I think that we're being very understanding here.
I don't think so. And
I think we are. When we're talking to...
Phil, the reason why I say that, I'm a homeowners association president, so I am well-versed, as I tried to tell you in the last time we spoke, in security measures. These are things and areas that I think a lot of people just don't have experience with. This is very close to what law enforcement deal with. I have to deal with that. So I not only am I dealing with the quality of people that we have living here because it is a high-end community, but we've got to get down and gritty into the real law enforcement aspect of this. What is this woman doing, dressing the way she's dressing, having this kind of, physical relationship with men, and so forth.
Well, all right. So you've already pretty much told us that you looked at these images as closely as knowing what kind of love or sex this woman was having with this man. Here is Ashley on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
I have a question to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a community that you run and manage, and you have different people staying in that community as residents, right?
It's a homeowners association, and it's a gated community, which means we have a security wall as well as two security gates.
Well, like, that's fine and all, but so you're like the landlord of the community, right?
No. I'm not the landlord so much as I am a homeowner. I'm a representative of the homeowners, and we have banded together.
Okay, so,
that so we can
how
have
is
our
it
lifestyle,
any of your business, what other people
our lifestyle
do in their
is
home,
enhanced.
Whether
mm-hmm.
they get spousal
mm-hmm.
support or not, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
mm-hmm.
allowed to do what they want to do, and it's none of
mm-hmm.
your business what she does in
mm-hmm.
her home with whoever, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
It don't
mm-hmm.
matter if she took
mm-hmm.
spousal support to get boobs. That's her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's none of your business
mm-hmm.
to see.
Mm-hmm.
And for one
mm-hmm.
thing, why is a camera in her home
mm-hmm.
ran by you?
Well, the camera, it's not in her home. It's a street camera. It's a street security camera.
Yeah, but you can remotely
star,
change it.
Unless she's a
you can,
star, how,
mm-hmm.
how,
mm-hmm.
how do you have the right
mm-hmm.
to know what she does
mm-hmm.
and judge her for that? That's her life.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, there are security issues. First of all, I'd like to say your name is Ashley. Ashley, I don't mean any offense, but I'm getting that our community is probably not one you'd be able to afford to live in.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. That
yeah,
has nothing to do with it.
That has nothing to do
well,
with anything. I've lived in nine homes in my life, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, no, I mean as an owner, not a renter.
That you have
mm-hmm.
a problem with your life. You
mm-hmm.
want to act like, oh, I have this, and I live in a...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to... I didn't mean to offend you.
You.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. What I meant
I
to
mean,
say
that's
was...
Fine. You know what? It's
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
what you say to me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care what you think. Or where I come
well,
from.
Well, you see what I'm saying? But you see what I'm saying?
But
you're going no sweat off my back, and you're using terms.
Else because you
uh-huh.
live in a nice community that no one else can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want
no,
to be nosy and look into other people's mm-hmm. life. You need to live your own life and worry about your own self. That's
I am doing that, but I have to protect our community. I have to protect our community from people that we feel would be a security
that is
risk.
None of your business what she does
mm-hmm.
in her home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't run her life.
What? In other words, why have a camera in her bedroom?
Yeah, that's none of your business
that,
what she does. How is
that,
that affecting
that,
your life? That's why I don't understand.
I think
why are
there
you
are certain,
prying into another
you,
person's life and judging her for
she
what
was
she does?
She was in that bedroom with an individual that we deemed
you don't
unsavory.
Know who she's with. That's her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she wants to do. How is it hurting you? Why are you
it potentially? It potentially could hurt.
Your
I'm sure you know
into her life. How
it is,
I don't understand.
It is a post 9/11 protocol. We want to make sure that the people that come into our community are
is people
savory.
Like you that want
mm-hmm.
to judge
post-
and pry into other people's life.
When you say post 9/11, Bobby, that's really, I don't think, fair, because when you say that, people automatically start thinking, well, it's important, and you've got a camera in someone's bedroom.
You know about 9/11, Mr. Henry, what happened because we weren't vigilant.
Oh, don't give me this 9/11 stuff. You're talking about having a camera in a woman's bedroom so you can see, you know, what's going on.
No, that is not why that camera went into that bedroom, Mr. Henry. I suspected that because she was with a man who was tatted up. All right, let's say it. Prison. You know what prison is, don't you?
Why does
yeah.
it matter what she chooses to sleep with?
If she's got a man in there who's
like
got a lot of prison ugly on,
you and judging you for who you sleep
mm-hmm.
with.
Uh huh.
I can
assure you, I sleep with my husband. And if she's got a man,
off. You're not the only
mm-hmm.
one on the
I'm not cutting.
Talking.
I'm not cutting
you,
you off. I'm listening and acknowledging you.
To everybody, because you don't want to hear
what
they
off.
Say because you know they're telling the truth.
That's not cutting you off. That's acknowledging you. I'm saying,
no,
mm-hmm,
you're
because
not.
I hear you.
You're trying to be very smart, Alec.
No, I'm
and
not.
I think
I'm
a lot
simply...
of listeners would agree, because I've heard you on here
no.
before, and you and your husband, and y'all both the same.
I can assure you that the
and
man she was with
one more
had prison ugly
you.
On. He had on prison ugly.
It don't matter what walk
what's
of life
prison
you
ugly?
Come from, nobody
mm-hmm.
like you think
mm-hmm.
you are just because you live in a gated housing community.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
no better than anybody else. And you have no right to pry into another person's life and judge them for
mm-hmm.
what they do with what they get
mm-hmm.
and who they sleep
with. Well, I think you need to really understand what's at stake here.
No, I think you need to understand where
man
your
had on,
okay,
boundaries
Ms.
are.
Dooley, I already heard the guy had on prison you're, ugly.
You're
you know,
your boundaries.
It was not a lot of tats that you get down at the corner tattoo parlor. This was prison ugly.
But
oh, well, you get out of here with prison ugly.
Sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't pry into her life.
It doesn't matter what she chooses to sleep with. It bothers me.
I don't think
me.
You're right to tell somebody what to do.
It
They're
bothers
old
me.
Enough and grown enough to make their own choices. And if she wants to sleep with some sloppy prison dude, let her. How's it hurting you? How is it making you lose
sleep? My God. So I'm supposed
saying,
to let a prison.
Are you judging
oh, my God.
Sleep with? It's none of your business.
No, I'm supposed to let a prison.
You're not in there with him.
There are certain sexual practices. There are certain sexual.
Don't worry about
mm-hmm.
it. Don't worry
but
about
there are certain sexual practices
does.
That I will not put up with. I'm sorry.
You putting a camera in there, you are invading privacy.
I put a camera in there. That's a camera out on the street.
It was
it
a camera on the street.
It's pointed toward her area.
What do you, Bobby? What do you mean certain sexual practices? What does that mean?
She was engaged in certain sexual practices.
What has that got to do with anything? What has that got? You have got this thing about.
What she practices. What does it matter what she does with who? It's none of your business, and you have no right.
So you
want to
live next? Okay, so you want to live next door to someone? You want to live next door to someone that has sex with a German Shepherd? Good for you.
I live beside a lesbian. I'm sorry if I can't use that word on here, but I live beside a lesbian. Okay, I don't agree.
You live inside a lesbian.
I live beside a lesbian. I am not. I don't agree with that way of life, but I don't judge her for it.
You're comparing a lesbian to somebody that has sex with a German Shepherd.
I don't care what she does with who she does. I stay in my yard and look my way, and she looks hers. You can't pry into somebody else's life because they live in your neighborhood.
To a lesbian? Oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh,
I can't
my
help
God.
What people do.
God, how prejudiced are you?
Yeah, and you know
well,
what?
I don't mind.
Who knows
I don't mind
who
lesbians.
You live inside of just because you live in a nice community.
I already do know. A woman
you don't
that
know
likes to
who you live
guys
inside
who got
of.
A lot of prison on.
You don't know who you live. Do you know every person in that community and what they do? Or do you have a camera in everybody's
I can
direction?
Assure you that I can assure that's none of your business. You know,
yeah, exactly.
But I can assure you, if
exactly.
you lived here,
you
if you lived
into
here,
life
I'd have a toilet
business.
Cam installed.
It's
what is that? What did you just say?
You
if
want to
this
talk
woman
about
lived
none
here,
of your
I'd put
business?
A toilet cam in.
You want to talk
yeah.
about none of your
look
business?
At her there,
all right.
Yeah, you're up in my business.
Business
I'm up in your business.
Into somebody else's life.
I stay in my yard. You stay in your yard. That's what I've been trying to say.
No, you haven't been saying that.
Your own direction.
You keep it in your own backyard, not mine.
Trust me,
okay, I
don't
get it. Anyway,
listen,
Ashley, thank you very much, Ashley, for your
You're
call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley and the issue of what are the rights of a homeowners association president or a homeowners association in having a security camera that is trained on your bedroom or your bedroom window or is videotaping you because you live on spousal support, you wear outlandish clothing, and you hang out with bikers. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish desperately they could go, but cannot. The L.A. Animation Festival, I'll be there, along with Darren Norris, who was the voice of Spotswood, both of us among many performers in the film Team America, and of course the primary performers, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Darren and I are going to be there as part of a question and answer before a screening of Team America at 11:30 at the Los Angeles Animation Festival at the Regency Showcase on La Brea, or the Regent Showcase on La Brea. If you can join us, that'll be a lot of fun. And other announcements to make to you. With us is Bobby and Steve Dooley this evening from the Western States Homeowners Association. We began our discussion this evening referencing the New Jersey webcam spying trial. This is where a roommate spied on another roommate at Rutgers University in an act of voyeuristic frat boy insensitivity that led to the suicide of his roommate. Because the young man was caught on tape or on video in an intimate relationship with another man, a partner. We're talking with Ms. Dooley tonight about the security cameras at Western Estates, which have drawn some attention. One resident complaining that the security cameras caught her in her bedroom with a partner. And Ms. Dooley has not really denied this, saying that this is a security question, that this woman had raised some security concerns. And your defense here, Bobby, is that this is only these are images that only you have seen.
That is absolutely the truth, Phil. And I think that what has happened here in this conversation is an attempt to turn what is the legitimate security concerns of a gated community into something that is specious, that is pornographic.
Well, you've also made a couple of comments here that this woman was on security alert, as you call it, because of the fact that she lives on spousal support. Because of the fact that she dresses in a very provocative way, because she has suspicious friends who wear tattoos and have a motorcycle. So all of this put together sounds almost prejudice on your part. That's what I think a lot of people are responding to.
And I think you feel it's prejudice, because what's happened here over the last hour is you have gone from being a journalist to a bigot.
That's absolutely right, Mr. Henry.
No, that is not correct.
To a bigot, excuse me, yes it is, to someone who has prejudged me. I have, and I know many, many women listening to me right now, who have far more self-respect than to live on money that a man has to mail to you in an envelope once a month so you can buy food to live on. I just don't know what that's about.
That part is suspicious to us.
Hold on for a minute. You realize that it is within the laws of the states of the United States of America, the individual statutes therein, that a woman who's been married can apply, or a man for that matter, can apply for spousal support and get it as the result of them being a spouse and not gainfully employed for all of those years.
You know what? So you can call it anything you want. I understand that there are women who need some help. And I can certainly understand if that help is needed for a period of months. But to go on for years and years getting spousal support.
That's what we found suspicious about that, and also the breast enhancement, too.
And Mr. Dooley, that's the other thing about you. You were talking about breast enhancement and the fact that the woman's had breast enhancement.
That's correct, and you're trying to make that into a some sort of an indication that my husband has something else on his mind. This is so typical of people that are not familiar with law enforcement.
And that's another thing, Ms. Dooley. This isn't law enforcement.
With law enforcement.
But it's not law enforcement. You're not cops.
With law enforcement, if I can finish, and security and all of that. This woman was in her bedroom engaged in a sexual pairing that I can assure you, has nothing to do with lovemaking whatsoever.
That's what I was assured of, too. Unfortunately, I hadn't seen that.
Well, okay, so now there's two images, Mr. Dooley, that you've seen that you said you would never see because you're only your wife and only the security people.
I had to show it to Steve because of his status on our board, and it was not the live video feed. It was an image. And I can assure you, and Steve, you saw it.
It got nothing to do with lovemaking at all.
This was unnatural.
So now what we have you doing...
Excuse me, it was unnatural and further eroded this woman's credibility in the eyes of not only myself, but by proxy, the board that is the Homeowners Association governing board through my husband's deed. Now that's the honest truth. And everything else is pornographic, is lascivious, and I think really says more about the people making these charges than myself.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I appreciate that, but you still haven't explained the comment about a woman living on spousal support being a security risk.
I think I have. What's to explain?
Boy, don't you get it? She's not working, so now she's got free time. You've got to be able to get that.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
So in other words, a woman that doesn't work is a security risk at a gated community.
No, it is not that simple. But what it takes, I think, is some aptitude for the security business that we're in, that Steve, myself, Ignacio, and others charged with the security of Western states. These images are, this is nothing I want to do, Phil, believe me. I'm looking at a video feed of a woman engaged in, you know, I...
Well, I'm not going to ask you.
No, but you're dying to, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm only dying to from the standpoint of what the hell possible thing could someone do in their bedroom that would represent a security risk.
It speaks to the quality of the character of the person.
It speaks to what kind of person they are.
It speaks to what kind of person they are. All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley here. What are the limits that should be put on homeowners associations, on the homeowners association presidents and board members when it comes to the privacy of people, and at the same time trying to secure the, you know, the safety of people there?
I feel, can I just say something?
Go ahead.
I'd like to say to everyone listening, that's one side of it. The other side of it is, what rights do we have as homeowners association board members to ensure that individuals are not engaged in what can only be described as very weird, weird behavior in a bedroom? And as well, what are our rights in reviewing video feeds, even if the camera is, I don't care if the camera's pointed at their bathroom. What are our rights in reviewing either bathroom or bedroom footage to ensure the security of all concerned?
Okay, fair enough. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to a phone call here. I've got Ryden on the line. Ryden, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thank you, Phil. And I have a question for you, Mrs. Dooley. And that is,
yeah.
What? And that is, you angle the cameras to watch this woman doing what she does, what she's been doing in the bedroom. Is that isn't that you don't find that the least bit voyeuristic in some way? Like, what would you need to find out this information?
First of all, we were looking for any window that would give us some idea as to what the behavior was in the home. I did not know at the time that camera had been repositioned, that it was into a bedroom. That's when I told the staff to leave the office, that I would review the video feed.
All right. So you weren't, like, intentionally looking to find, to catch this woman doing anything. You were...
No.
I suspected
she was engaged in... Because of the kind of woman that she was, you have to understand she's got two sons that have been discipline problems at the middle school. She's had at least two or three breast enhancements.
What does that mean? What relevance does that have to anything that she has breast enhancements?
The relevance is that she is on spousal support. She's spending money on having, you're a man, I'll speak the language of men. She spent this money on having her boobs made bigger. Why? Why is that? What is she doing?
Well, she just wants that.
You tell me.
People can do what they want with their bodies.
What difference does it make? How is that a security risk to your community?
Because, Mr. Henry, the woman is trying to attract men, and the men she attracts, she got a man from prison.
Well, if she's attracting men who are prison inmates, first of all, that doesn't scare you. It scares me.
Not frankly. No, not really. Because how do you know that they're prison inmates?
If I see a man with a lot of... You know what prison ugly is?
Oh, will we stop with prison ugly? Are you talking about tattoos?
A very specific kind of prison ugly is a tattoo. And if she's got these men hanging around... And they're engaged. Why are you saying
I'm listening. Keep going. I'm listening to what you have to say. Prison ugly, go on.
Yeah, he's mocking me, Phil. Hang up on him.
No, I want you to keep going.
Yes, you are. You're mocking me. Hang up on him. Hang up on
him. I'm listening to you. Don't
hang up on
me.
Oh, quit squealing like. Oh, don't squeal like a girl, please. I hate that. I hate when men do that. When they go, I hate it.
What? It's fine.
Are you going to talk?
No, I'm not going to talk.
All right. Thank you for your call, though, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll have to take a break here. Phil Henry Show, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about their gated community, their security protocol, and why that happens to include investigating women that live on spousal support, have had their breasts enhanced more than once, wear kind of loose clothing, and associate with guys who have some suspicious prison tattoos. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association as we continue discussing the rights of a homeowners association as opposed to a homeowner, given the webcam spying trial that's going on and the web security, the concept of securing either a homeowners association or a home or a business with a webcam where it may invade people's privacy. You, Ms. Dooley, are arguing that the security camera at your homeowners association did not violate anyone's privacy when it was trained on and indeed focused on and zoomed into a woman's bedroom while she was engaged therein with a man, that this was a part of the normal security procedures at your homeowners association, correct?
Well, so a reminder that you're not interrogating someone in a trial and you're not a lawyer. And I'm not being deposed.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to be clear for my audience.
No, I understand. But you were talking as if you were some kind of a legal mind, and I wanted to remind you that I won't be spoken to that way. What I am saying is that, yes, we were well within our rights to take note of the numbers of breast enhancements, the types of men that are getting off of motorcycles and strutting into her house, obviously trying to draw the attention of other single women, the breast enhancements that are obscene, and finally the kind of sex that she was engaged in, which can only be described as vile, unsanitary, despicable, and almost, in a way of speaking, not even patriotic, given the security concerns.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm going to go to a phone call here. On the line, we have Art from Santa Monica. Go ahead, Art. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I appreciate your program. The lady was talking here about people who are paying child support, men who are paying child support. I pay a child.
No, I wasn't talking about child support.
She was talking about spousal support.
Spousal support.
Oh, all right, spousal support. I pay spousal support to an ex-wife. I pay spousal support to my ex. And while I resent it and don't want to do it, I do it because I feel it's the legal thing and the right thing to do.
But you do resent it.
I resent it only because the woman I was married to she cheated on me and made a mockery out of our marriage. But I'll pay her spousal support because I'm a man and I will stand up like a man to the bitter end.
Well, I just don't understand why you don't have to. Why I think you should pay spousal support because I don't think any man that mistreats a woman to the point where she has to go out and find it someplace else. I don't think that man deserves much sympathy. But were you a man who did everything you could, kept her satisfied in bed and so forth, then I would say you shouldn't. But you're a man that she cheated on, so obviously you were not giving her what she needed, correct?
I guess not.
then I think you need to pay spousal support while she goes out and finds a real man to satisfy her and needs money to live on.
Well, I mean, the fact that I pay her spousal support, even though I wasn't any good in bed, doesn't that count for something?
No, it doesn't, Steve.
No, it really doesn't.
That's about the most callous attitude I've ever heard in my life.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. That's about the most callous thing I've ever heard in my life. And you, sir, are doing the right thing because it's legal, and it doesn't make any difference whether your wife felt you were an adequate lover or not, or whether you were a great lover. It's got nothing to do with it. And you don't have to do it because it makes you feel like a man. You do it because it's the legal and it is the committed and contracted thing to do. You've signed a paper with the state. The state tells you you must, and you do.
Well, I mean, that's really primarily why I do it.
Yes, but in that instance, I have to say, Phil, I support the woman taking child support. Otherwise, I don't.
Otherwise, you're against women taking child support.
I think it's very weak, and it represents very, very, very suspicious behavior. Yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me go to a phone call. We have Donnie on the line. Go ahead, Donnie. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Yes, sir.
What makes you think you have the legal right to look in somebody's bedroom to begin with? You are
for
an atrocious woman.
For security reasons.
Security. That's why we have law enforcement, lady. That's why we have law enforcement. You have no legal rights. Don't interrupt me. I've listened to you so many times on this show, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you are the reason why, say,
mm-hmm.
like, community watch people get shot. Do you understand me?
I beg. Oh, are you threatening
me?
Because I can assure you.
Oh, whoa.
I can assure you, a little midget like you isn't going
to
threaten me.
Permission to run your mouth? No, I didn't. Now, you listen to me.
I won't be told what to do by a midget.
A midget? Lady,
yes.
I come from the South, and people like you get shot damn near every day. And you know what? There's places
yeah.
in the South
well,
nobody would ever
still
find.
Got, you still
you
have midgets
no
in the South.
Right. You have no legal right to determine who somebody sleeps with, how big their breasts are, or what they do inside the walls of their own home.
I don't think you
do
understand how law works in the North. In the North. Sir, we have Northern laws, not Southern.
Her home, do you?
What do you mean Northern laws?
I will not be spoken to by a midget. I will not tell a midget anything.
Will you stop with the midget thing, please?
Well,
do you make her house payment?
I refuse to answer that question.
Why do you refuse to answer that?
Answer that
because
question.
Because I want respect from him first. He's going to have to respect me. And it better happen fast. Yeah.
You've got to earn respect to get respect, lady.
All right. I'll earn your respect. Number one, I know where you can get great lifts for your shoes. Number two.
Okay, you know, you want to be a smart-ass, Ms. Dooley. We're asking serious questions. You, in my opinion, and I'm sure this gentleman agrees, you're in some serious trouble in terms of violating the law, in terms of violating the Bill of Rights. Okay? Hang on the line there, Donnie. We're not done with you, okay? Make sure your radio's turned down. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I will not be spoken to by a midget that way.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to the show here. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about, it's really started as a discussion of a New Jersey story, a webcam spying trial, a tragic story where a A webcam discovered by a roommate led to his suicide when he realized that his roommate was basically had this camera program so that everybody in the community could see it. And, Ms. Dooley, I'm not saying that that's what's happening at your community, but what I am saying is you do have a camera there, the existence of which and what it does in dispute.
Well, I do not appreciate tying what's going on in our community to the New Jersey story. That is a tragedy having to do with a homosexual liaison of some kind where a young man committed suicide. And I think it is the worst kind of Bush of ambush journalism, and the worst kind of tabloid journalism, Mr. Henry, for you to even come close to tying what we're doing to that.
Well, you've got a camera that has you've got images of a woman in bed with a man having sex that you think you have every right in the world to because it's a security issue.
I want to answer that, Mr. Henry. You've made an issue, my wife. Hold on, Steve. You made an issue with my wife about when I mentioned the breast enhancement. Two times that woman had the boob done, and I've told you and told you and told you.
And but, sir, I don't know why you... That's of security. If a woman has breast enhancement, there's a million different things you can talk about. There's a million different ways you can discuss it. Is it a health risk? Why is she doing that in terms of her own personal psychology? Does she like it? Is she doing it for men? Is she doing it for herself? But what it has to do with security... And you brought up a post-9/11 world.
Absolutely, Phil. And we will continue to invoke our rights as Americans to protect our community, even if that means that I've got to take a security camera and train it on a woman's toilet. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
No, I don't doubt that that's exactly what you'd do. All right, let's get back here to Donnie. We had him hanging on the line. Go ahead, Donnie.
That's what makes you a criminal.
I beg your pardon? There is... Nothing criminal in what we're doing.
How can you say that? You are invading somebody's privacy in their own home. You don't pay mortgage.
Security
you don't
concerns.
Pay the mortgage.
We have security concerns.
You need to be brought, then you need to contact the law enforcement. You are not a cop. You need to be arrested. You need to be prosecuted.
This is not an arrest. We are talking about security now. We're not talking about going and arresting someone.
That's not your job.
You have every right. If I think that you, Donnie, if that's your name, is that your name really? Donnie?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a little childish. Donnie. Don't they call you Don or Donald?
Okay, can we get to what we're talking about, please?
Well, what we're talking about, Phil, is making sure our community is safe. I'm sure Donnie here would have no problem with me putting a camera on someone's toilet if that person is making a bomb that they planned on putting in Donnie's house. Then I think he'd give me a medal. Wouldn't you, Donnie?
Absolutely not.
If I say,
If you had that suspicion, you should notify the proper law enforcement.
Exactly, the police, who would handle it much, much better than you, Bobby, with your security camera.
If I see someone making a bomb sitting on a toilet, making a bomb intended for Donnie's house, do you want me to wait for the police to arrive, Donnie, or do you want me to act, preemptively?
What are you going to do?
I don't want you to do anything. It's
Then I'll let your home get blown up. That's what you want.
Way out of concept.
You want it all blown. You want to get your house all blown up. That's your business, sir, not mine.
Well, you're making everything your business other than the fact that Donnie's house gets blown up. Now it's none of your business. That's great. Anyway, Donnie, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445. Let's go over to another phone call here. On the line we have Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on the Phil Henry Show with the Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I'm just really kind of taken aback here. Mm-hmm. With all due respect, mm-hmm. It is a total invasion mm-hmm. of privacy. You mm-hmm. have no right whatsoever to do that. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody disagrees with you, mm-hmm. you have to insult mm-hmm. them somehow.
No,
and it is very apparent that you don't even listen mm-hmm. properly to people because as they talk, you are constantly mm-hmm. saying, because you're constantly thinking about what you're going to say next. What you have to understand is you have no right to do that. You're not Jesus Christ. You have no right to judge, and you're buying into all the fear-mongering, and what you have to understand is if you buy into all of this, that everybody has the right to spy on everybody else and all that, this is not the America that it used to be. We are taking away everybody's rights, and you're buying into it, and you're perpetrating it.
Are you telling me that I'm supposed to live next door to a woman that's doing that with a man in a bedroom? Is that what you're telling me?
If you don't like it, and who the heck are you to judge what somebody else is doing? If you don't like it, then you need to move. And
you want somebody next door to you doing? You want a woman? You want a man doing that to a woman next door to you?
What are you people? I got to ask a question here, Joe.
Wait, one quick thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When people are so excited about this kind of stuff, it's either A, because they're unhappy and jealous, or B, they can't face their own facts that they are a lot like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. Maybe you understand what you're saying because maybe you're like that, but I'm not. I can assure you, I don't let a man do that with me.
Well, you know something, Bobby? This is getting to be very bizarre. We don't know what you're talking about. I have no... Unless the man is raping her or doing something to her against her wishes, this has really got nothing to do with anything.
Not a post-9/11.
You keep bringing up post-9/11. What is post...
That's the fair And you have no right to pry into somebody else's private home. How would you like it if somebody else sat there and put a camera in your bedroom or your bathroom?
Excuse me, but I don't do anything in my bedroom or my bathroom to warrant having a camera put in there.
You know what? Who are you to decide what is right and what is wrong? You're not Jesus Christ or God. You're not the one that should be sitting there in judgment of everybody else.
All right, I'm going to tell you then. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to feel very stupid. And
no, I do not want to know because we could be violating that woman's... I don't want this program to get sued.
Mr. Henry, you are indemnified. And I'm just going to tell you...
You tell me I'm indemnified by who? You indemnify me?
What I wanted to say was what the woman was doing sexually.
I do not want that on my airwaves. Because
but what business is it of yours? I just don't comprehend who you think you are.
Can I ask you a question then? This is a general question, Joe.
Okay.
Are you really seriously telling me that you're going to take a rubber sheet and put it across a man's stomach and then you know what all over it?
Oh, for God's sake. What has that got to do with national security?
I asked Joe a question.
What's that got to do with you putting a camera in someone's bedroom and looking at that?
Yeah, I don't want to answer it, do you, Joe?
I wouldn't answer it, Joe.
The point.
And I don't mean number one either.
If you bring that up one.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Are you kidding?
My point is, how does somebody else's sexual practices affect you? You're probably against homosexuals, too. I mean,
oh my God! Are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I can tell that you're judgmental and you don't accept anybody different than you.
You're gonna let him. So you're gonna go number two.
All right. I don't want to hear any more about that. Do you understand me, Miss Dooley?
I was just. See, she's laughing. She thinks it's really funny because
I'm laughing.
That's the kind of it.
I'm laughing because you assume because I'm against what you're doing that I automatically do something like that. Those people do.
Well, you sound very enthusiastic. You sound very enthusiastic. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. I'm saying you're very narrow-minded.
Yeah.
And if people do anything that is out of the ordinary from what you see in your little narrow vision, then there's something wrong with them. And then you think you have the right to sit there and judge everything else that everybody does. And it's despicable.
We live in a post-9/11 age, and we don't know what that means. If there's a woman living next door to me or in my community...
And again, you keep bringing up this post-9/11. I can just see you biting your nails, living in such fear. Get over it. Post-9/11.
Get over what? The 3,000 people?
3,000 people weren't killed by somebody doing what you said they did on a guy's stomach, that's for sure.
How do you know?
How do I know? God, I can't believe it. I'm actually laughing. Unbelievable. Joe, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. 877-876-7445.
What did you find so funny there, Phil?
I don't know. I think it was that I was actually laughing about 9/11. That was in and of itself funny because your husband said something so absurd.
Wait, what did I say, Mr. Henry? Go ahead, share it with the audience.
Well, I'd be very happy to, sir. When I said, do you think it is the national security that someone does that on someone? Do you think people died at 9/11 because somebody did something like that on someone's stomach?
No, you butchered it up.
Yeah, you butchered it.
What do you mean I butchered it?
Well, you didn't say it right. You said it gooder the last time.
I said it gooder? Put her on hold, will you, before I flip. You said it gooder the last time. What was that? I laughed because I said people didn't die on 9/11 because someone did that on someone's stomach. And then her husband said, how do you know? That's what made me laugh. I don't know about what anybody else is saying. By the way, those of you watching Phil TV in HD tonight on our website, philhendryshow.com, there's something wrong with my mustache. It must be just one of the whiskers, but I notice on camera there's one blonde whisker in the middle of all of this red. I don't get it. It's bothering me. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. 877-876-PHIL. Our news and information hour coming up in the next hour. And just a couple of things to talk to you guys about concerning the Phil Hendry Show. Some stuff, some cute new things that we've got on the website and what we're going to be doing this weekend, which is the LA Animation Festival. No, it's no big, you know, huge, marvelous, earth-shaking announcement. We just want to bring you guys up to speed on some of that. And we'll take a look as well at what's happening in the world. Some pretty freaky stuff, as usual. 877-876-7445. We're going to go to some phone calls. Bobby and Steve Dooley in the last segment here on the rights of a homeowners association and whether they do have the right to train a security camera on your bedroom or your bathroom. Here is Michael. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I got a question for the Dooleys. Where the last thing she made by this woman's in the bedroom, what if some kids at school get ridiculed because of what you have said over air to the nation? They get ridiculed and they decide to do something harmful to themselves. Would that make you feel bad?
Well, I don't know. My sons, I think, are going to do what they're told. And they know that their mother is in a very highly sensitive area of securing the perimeter of our homeowners association. So these boys that I have, and by the way, Michael, my sons are all, two of them are in high school, one's in middle school, one of them's a rugby player, the other two take martial arts, so we're pretty secure in what those in how those boys can handle themselves.
Yeah, no problem there.
Oh,
you already said,
what does that mean? Oh,
preliminary problems. You don't know what state of mind they are here. They come as
that's right.
They talk about their mama being this, whatever you want to call it, and they might go out and do something bad to themselves because of what you had to say over the air.
See, Michael, you're talking about the lady that Ms. Dooley is spying on, aren't you?
Yes. And
He's not talking about you, Bobby.
He was talking about me.
No, he was not. He's talking about the lady that you're spying on, her two sons.
Oh, that's none of our concern.
I don't want to violate her privacy that way.
Oh, you don't want to violate her privacy that way.
What do you think I'm supposed to... If their mother is running out to the plastic surgeon every other month to get a breast enhancement, don't you think someone should be looking into that? One, two, three, four.
Hello, sir? I think we lost our caller. We did lose our caller. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dean on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dean.
Hi. I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
The lady who's on the board at the Homers Association.
Hello?
If
Homers Association?
Homer.
Whatever you.
Were you talking about Homer?
No,
it's the
I'm talking about
Homeowners Association. Yes, yeah. It's the Homeowners Association. I thought you said Homer.
No.
That was your name? No?
No, this gentleman's name
really,
is...
What I would like to ask you, ma'am, is what do your CCNRs say about what you can do to maintain security for your facility?
Mm-hmm. Well, within reason, we're allowed to observe the habits of individuals that are traversing the area, whether it's inside or outside of their home, in the green area, in what we call our commons.
You're sure CCNRs allow you to invade inside their home to observe them?
The CCNRs allow me great latitude as the Homeowners Association president because of the post-9/11 environment we live in to ensure that our homeowners are conducting themselves in ways that would be not only safe, but also bring a good reputation to our community. Now, this is a woman who is divorced.
I think she lives
on spousal support. She's had facelifts, breast enhancements.
That has nothing to do with her plastic surgery.
What I'm really getting at is the purchase of these rubber sheets that I mentioned. That's the biggest thing.
Exactly. Whether the CCNRs allow you to invade her home.
What is that CCNRs, you mean?
The CCNRs, the covenants, codes, and regulations.
You're all conversant with it, huh, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I am, because I was in a homeowners association or two in my life.
Well, maybe you can tell this gentleman.
No, I can't, because I don't live in your community.
He can't tell you what the CCRs and your homeowners association are, because they're specific to your homeowners association.
I would need to get those and refresh myself. We do have them.
I really think I have them available. That, ma'am, from what
I do have them available.
What you're telling me is that this homeowners association has asked everybody
Homeowners Association is what the man. What don't you get?
He's saying Homer, and I thought that was his name.
This man's name is Dean, and he's talking about a homeowners association.
That's correct.
Well, Dean, I'm simply saying to you, we are well within our rights. I am going to have
I'd really like you to read to me the section of the CCNRs that tell me that you are allowed to invade the woman's privacy inside of her home.
That would be regulation four.
I can get it for you right now. I want to keep calling you Homer. I'm sorry, Dean. I can get it for you right now. Here it is.
Great.
Subsection C333355. Homeowners Association president or any member of the board that has concerns as to the character, behavior, means of employment, treatment of spouses or children or other dependents, and is concerned to law enforcement involvement, have the right to enter premises, to approach property, and to use whatever means is necessary to survey until law enforcement can be called. So interpreting that conservatively means that we have the right to put a camera in the toilet if we want to.
Wow.
I understand that. Based on what you said,
can I say something, Dean? I was making that up. I wasn't reading it. I was making it up. And the reason why is because I don't have the CCNRs in front of me. So I had to approximate what they are.
Thank you very much for the fake. I appreciate your fake.
In other words, you made that up.
I had to make it up because I don't.
You were just making that up on the. Unbelievable.
Thank you very much for your time. I don't wish.
What do you people want?
More time with somebody that.
really won't talk to me straight. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm talking to you straight, sir, but I think you're gay.
That's funny, honey.
Thank you. Did you get it, Phil? Phil? I said, I'm talking to you straight, but I think you're gay. Did you, Phil?
I thought it was pretty good you made that up.
Well, I did, because I had to.
Phil.
Hello?
Hendry.